Hi, this is Kane Hodder for Friday the 13th. You're listening to Underground Horror Radio. Keep listening, or I'll kill you.
Welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. It is your host, S, Nicole Velakis Jordan, author. And with me, as always, is my other half, my boss, my producer, my co-host, my partner in life, Justin McPatros.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you're here. So we are So we're actually here. Yay. It's been a while.
We've been busy.
And the world kind of went to shit for a while. And, you know, so, yeah, it's just madness right now with the world. Just, you know, all this real life horror. And
I'm staying out of it.
Yeah. And, you know, and Trump's the nominee, which we were afraid of. And
well,
yes,
we're not going into all that.
So just, you know, a lot of stuff's been going on. So I've been trying to focus, and Justin and I have both been trying to focus on, you know, the world of the fun horror stuff. So,
well, we saw a lot of movies this summer.
Yeah, we did see a lot of movies this summer. And, you know, we're on a new night now.
Thursdays. Right before the Power Hour of Love.
Yeah, so, you know, we have a lot of changes coming. And, you know, big season for Halloween's coming. And
yeah, spooky.
Yeah, so we're less than 3 months away now from Halloween.
Yeah.
And so we're looking forward to that. We are going to Spooky again this year. So we're looking forward to that. Very exciting. Spooky Empire is the weekend of October 7th, 8th, and 9th.
It's early this year. Last year it was Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And then last, couple of years, it's been that last week before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it's early, which is good, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's good that it's early this year.
Yeah. And Halloween Horror Nights is coming up. And
right.
Yeah, so there's a lot of cool things. Fright Nights, you know, we're starting to get things rolling.
Yeah, Fright Nights.
Of course, Morbid Movies is doing great.
Yes, just saw The Thing.
We just saw
John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yep, on the big screen. So we'll talk about that a little bit. We're also going to talk about, you heard Kane talking, introing us in, and a little bit of the game music. We're going to talk about
The new Friday the 13th
game, because they've been putting a lot of more footage and things out. So that's
it looks good.
Interesting. Yeah, so we've seen a couple movies. We're going to talk about that. And
we've seen a lot of movies.
Well, yeah.
It's summer.
We're a little behind because, like, we saw The Conjuring 2 when it came out.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was really good. And we saw Lights Out, so we'll talk about that.
The Shallows.
We saw The Shallows. We're going to see Jaws 2 next month at
Morbid Movies. Yep.
So, yeah, there's a lot
of stuff. I saw a bunch of bands.
Yeah, you've seen a bunch of bands.
Lazarus. It's just Misfits. Lazarus.
Eh.
And, from Ghoul Tone Records up in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And they're awesome. So me and Todd, TJ Lynch, mm-hmm. horror artist extraordinaire,
mm-hmm.
went to a couple trips.
Yep.
And we got Green Jelly coming August.
Yep.
Which isn't horror, but he does have the whole theatrics with the puppet heads. I mean, he was good friends with Dave Rocky from Gore.
Yeah.
And that's all theatrical.
Yeah.
So Green Jelly's coming, and the Ghetto Zombies are playing.
Yeah, with them,
which
yes.
makes perfect fucking sense.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you to Charlie over at Maxim Entertainment for that.
Absolutely.
We got Nation of Decay playing, which is pretty awesome. So it's going to be a good night. Plus, we're going to be there.
Yes.
Me.
Maybe me.
You'll
we'll see.
No, you're going to be there, but I mean, like, okay, it's Podunk Radio's 5th year anniversary.
Yes.
So I'm the owner now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I got to go, and I'm going to be doing the radio, and I'll be, you know, talking to people and stuff. So
yep.
That'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a couple comic book stores. I got Jason Potato.
Potato Head.
Yeah.
Mr. Potato
that's
Head.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. Put some new posters up.
Yeah.
We've and gotten a the few office new looks good.
Yeah. We've gotten a few new pops, and yeah. So, you know, things have been.
Interviewed the Bloodstrings out of Germany.
Yes.
The other day.
Yes.
Which will be up soon. Probably by the time this airs,
mm-hmm.
it'll be up.
Yeah. My our good friends, the Living Deads, are still currently on tour.
They're always on tour.
They are going to be in Europe, like Germany and England and a couple different places in November and October. So that's exciting. That's coming up.
Yeah, they'll be over there. It's big over there. Mm-hmm. Rockabilly and psychobilly and all, and horror punk is huge over there. Punk rock's still really big over there.
Yeah. And speaking of real life horrors, though, England voted to leave the European Union. So things are kind of crazy over there. And our friends over in England, Sandy and Liam and Dave and Hannah and all of them are dealing with that.
They'll be all right.
Yeah. But it's looking like we'll be able to go over sooner rather than later.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, so it is helping us financially, at least, you know, not them, but us.
Yeah.
So we do. We are looking forward. We do want to definitely go over to England and
hang out.
Hang out and, you know, meet some of our fans and friends and hang out. Hey.
Yeah. No, that's good. And then we got, let's see what else we got going on. We got that going on next year. Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff coming up. Like I said, we were talking about haunts.
Yep.
In the car when we went to go see Morbid Movies. We took Charlie Boyle with us, and that was fun. And we were talking about, you know, because we're Nicole's from up north and the area of Pennsylvania. It's different than Florida because you all have actual hay rides and shit. And we remember the one year we went over them on the radio, and we're like, we should really fucking go, but we didn't.
We were gonna.
Was that the year we got married?
Yeah,
it was. So yeah. we were already dead by the time Halloween actually turned up.
Yeah, we were just
we went and saw the ghetto zombies, but we were like fucking done,
exhausted.
Well, we got married, honeymoon, and then we had a spooky, and that's exhaust. Yep. Cons are exhausting. Especially if you're working the con.
Yeah.
So you got to be like in fucking marathon shape.
Yeah, to do all of that and have a wedding.
I understand now like why some of the actors go to sleep. You know, I'm like, oh, party. But now, okay, that was year one, right?
Right.
Now I'm in year, what, four? Are we in year four?
Yeah.
Of doing the cons. And just going to shows now as a radio guy in my age, I'm like, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. You want to party? Nah.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Oh, God.
I got up at 6 and walking around the hotel, like, expecting something to be going on. There was nothing going on. At least now I can catch Pokemon.
Yeah. Yes, Justin has fallen into the craze with everybody else. Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Has taken over small parts of his life. So
Every time you kick that chair, it's making noise in there.
I'm sorry.
I don't care.
You are, because you called me out on the air.
Because it's going on. People are going to be like, what the fuck is that tapping?
That's me getting ready to punch you.
What else is going on?
We're just prepping for everything. We're getting stuff ready to go. And,
right.
You know, you're doing stuff with the station, trying to get the station, you know.
Yeah, rearranged. It's going pretty good. Got a PS4. I play games on it. Mortal Kombat with Leatherface and Jason's pretty tight.
Yes, it is.
I gotta say, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. Watched a couple of movies on Netflix. The Girl in the Photographs.
You said that sucked.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
We don't got a lot of time to talk about 25 movies, so you gotta speed it up. We have an hour and we're playing music.
Okay, so how was it?
One Pumpkin.
One Pumpkin.
That's it. Moving on.
One and a half. It was okay.
Get out.
For Catherine Isabel, I'd give it 1.5.
Poor Katie died early.
Mm-hmm. She always dies early.
Well, didn't you say another movie you watched, Jessica Cameron died right away, too?
Yeah, it was Mr.
Hush. Mr. Hush, yeah.
Yeah. That was terrible.
She's the best thing in it.
Yeah, she's the best thing in it, and yeah.
It wasn't good.
Yeah. And Stephen Jeffries is in it, too, and that's just...
Poor Stephen Jeffries.
Oh, my God.
But I think that documentary's almost done. Is it done? You're So Cool, Brewster?
Yeah, I think it is almost done. There's a couple. Mark Patton's still working on
There's
Scream
No Jesse.
Queen.
Oh, I thought it was...
Scream Queen. No, not There Is No Jesse. Scream Queen. So he's still working on that. So we're hoping we'll have an update about that soon.
Carpenter is producing the new Halloween.
Yes, we're very excited.
So Halloween Returns is gone. That's scrapped.
They sold
the rights to, I forget who, but they sold the rights. Whoever owned the rights to Halloween got rid of them. And so that's why they started working on something else now.
I don't know. I don't remember who they sold it to.
It wasn't Warner Brothers, because we would all have been like, so.
Yeah, I think they just read their contract on it. Like,
Like, so when's that crossover happening?
Yeah, really.
And Nicole's adamant. And then we have Terradrome, but as far as like We really want that Mortal Kombat style game with the horror villains.
Yeah.
Because if it's proven now, it works. Freddy was in the last game. Jason, we got Jason, Leatherface, Predator, and Alien.
Yes.
All fucking awesome. Awesome.
You know, they could just throw Michael Myers and Pinhead in there and they'd have a set. Like they did with
Terradrome, but make it really polished.
Jeffrey Combs is Herbert West. They could do that.
Ash.
Ash. They could have...
Pumpkinhead. That's all pretty much who's in Terradrome. They already did it, but they can polish it better with the Mortal Kombat mechanics.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
And he actually was, like, toying with the idea, so he knows.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. They know.
Just like we all know about blonde Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
We're not the only ones.
Yeah.
Lights Out. We'll talk about that, too.
That was really good. We enjoyed that.
Shallows is really good.
Yes, The Shallows is really good. You, as a Jaws fan, were very excited to see that happen, and it finally did, and you liked it a lot, so that's good.
Yeah. Conjuring was good.
The Conjuring 2 was very good. We enjoyed that. I will say, as far as Lights Out goes, that the best thing they could do for it is not make another one.
Yeah, leave it alone.
They have already greenlit a sequel, though.
Christ.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So when we talk about The Conjuring, there's something I got to mention. Because I notice a fucking pattern now with these movies, and we need to stop that shit right now.
Mm. Okay.
Well, I'll just do it now. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Everybody's
fuck it.
Probably seen it by now.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed with the first Conjuring, which is a great movie.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, people like the beginning so much because of the Annabelle thing. We're just going to make an Annabelle movie, which was a goat fuck.
Yes.
So guess what happened in this movie? Everybody likes the nun.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. We should do a nun movie. No. No, you shouldn't. Leave it the fuck alone.
Yeah.
You don't need to make a fucking origin story for
they are making a nun.
But why? This is what happened with Annabelle. Remember, we were like, well, shit, Conjuring was fucking awesome. I think the Annabelle, we're like, God, this is so fucking boring.
Yeah, it was awful.
And the kids were annoying us.
Yes.
Yeah. But it was like, God, I don't care about the nun that much to want to fucking make us a side story. Sorry. Right. Wasn't that fucking great?
No.
Purge. We saw the Purge election.
We saw a Purge election year. That
all
was
three
good.
Movies are all completely different.
Yep. They are all completely different films. Frank Grillo's awesomeness. I wish they could get him to come to a con because that would be awesome.
I think he'd be cool to hang out with. Yeah. He was in The Gates.
Yes, he was in The Gates.
I didn't watch it yet, but I'm thinking about it.
I watched the first episode.
That was it.
And it was pretty good. It's cheesy, but it was like early 2000s.
Yeah. Stranger Things was...
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
You can watch it. I finished it. I'm going to say that because a lot of people... we got to talk about Ghostbusters, too.
Yes, we will.
But real quick about Stranger Things. There was a lot of... It's like everybody was sucking off Ghostbusters hard. Because if you didn't, you're a monster or something. Mm-hmm. So with Stranger Things, I noticed that people were like, well, it was boring or it didn't get my attention. People were attacking them. And I'm not going to lie... First one and a half, two episodes, I was like, eh. It was good pacing, but it was I don't have the attention span for it. So I'm like, oh, this kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I stayed with it because it's a great fucking thing.
Right.
But I don't think it's wrong for people to say, well, I couldn't sit through it, so I didn't say it was terrible. It was boring. People got attacked for saying it was boring. Like, get off the fucking cock of whoever. Like, oh, Netflix says it's good. We better all fucking... be on board with it. No.
Not necessarily.
I liked it. In the end, I liked it. And it's a lot of mainstream friends of ours do like it.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy.
Yeah.
Who's not a big horror person.
No, she's
but
not.
It is a good series because it does have a lot of nice nods and throwbacks in a proper way to a lot of the films we grew up on.
Yeah.
Like The Monster Squad and a lot of Stephen King
the
Thing.
Stuff.
Yes. What was that movie? Stand By Me.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a very... And they have a lot of D&D stuff in there, and that's a lot of gamers, so...
Yeah.
It's good. I like it. You should definitely check it out on Netflix.
Yeah.
Just put aside like 8 hours, and you're good.
Yeah.
You do that anyway during the weekend with Game of Thrones, so you can do
it... Yeah, anyway. You can do it anytime.
Yeah.
Binge watch. Binge watch.
We do that usually with Daredevil.
Yeah. Binge watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we better... Play a tune or two.
Want to play a tune or two?
Well, yeah, we better. All right,
yeah, let's put some music in.
Yeah, so
let's
we're going to play The Bloodstrings, Tonight We Dine in Hell. It's a new song. They just dropped it. We did an interview with them. They're on a couple other horror outlets as well. Good for them. They're our friends from Undead Records.
Woo!
And Germany, no doubt, which is the farthest west we've been. Or east for us.
Been, yes, yeah.
That we know of. Well, as far as interviews go, the title holder before was Undead Johnny, because he was in England, which is further than Ireland.
Right.
No offense, Venus.
Yes.
But anyway, we'll be back. There's some tunes.
Listen to the crap that you say, 'cause sooner or later we end up in hell anyway. Our lungs fail to shout, history to fight. We are not saints and we won't deny it. Why won't we spend our lives in submission and denial? Why won't we praise the sky if angels deserve to die?
For you, the devilish glamour's what we're living for. The beat of the drums keeps our heart on the run. There's no compromise, 'cause the mic's in the device. Why would we spend our lives in submission and denial? Why would we praise the sky if angels deserve to die? Why would we wanna go?
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
I need a new chair.
Yeah, you need a new chair. You almost took a back dive there. So
that's what kept happening at Telereform. It's the fucking chairs.
Chairs.
Fucking. It was awful. Yeah. So what else?
So we'll talk about movies now.
Yeah.
Might as well do that. So, yeah. The Conjuring 2, we saw that.
Was good.
When it came out, and yeah. We really enjoyed it. England in the 70s was interesting.
Yes.
So it was a good story. It was really creepy. The girl that was the possessed girl, she was really good. That was a really good portrayal, you know, believable. And
I think it all was. The mom was good, and everybody mm-hmm. was good in that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, it was just a really good depiction of what a possession looks like. The true story of that haunting has been debunked, but this they made it into. Originally, the ending was that they didn't believe them and they thought it was a hoax, and then they were leaving and they figured out it wasn't. They built it into something else.
Okay.
So it turned out to be the real thing in the film. But in real life it wasn't. Speaking of in the real life, we still don't know. The Amityville house is still up for sale, apparently.
I'm not buying that.
Of $480,000. Yeah. So it's had some work done, but it still looks mostly the same.
That's good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, The Conjuring, it was good. It had a lot of good points. The nun thing was pretty cool for what mm-hmm. it was. I thought the pacing was good.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Verma was good.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And Patrick Wilson's always good.
Yeah. We like Vera and Patrick.
Together, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good movie.
Yeah. James Wan did
a good job.
Did Lights Out as well.
Oh, he produced it.
He produced Lights Out. Yeah. Yeah. So he's really...
He's on fire.
He's on fire, yeah. Yeah, he hasn't had many missteps in his career so far, so...
He did the last Fast and Furious, and that was great.
Mm-hmm.
With The Rock.
Yeah, that was really good.
Vin Diesel.
And they're making the new one now, yeah. And the new... XXX is coming out.
I don't know. I think it's a little too late.
Too little too late, yeah.
I mean, I like Vin Diesel because I like
do
The
too.
Witch Hunter and everything.
Yeah, I like The Witch Hunter too, but like we said, he probably got to do The Witch Hunter if he agreed to do XXX.
Yeah, probably.
So, yeah, probably. So.
That's all right.
Yeah.
And then that was good. What else did we see?
The Shallows.
Yeah, The Shallows is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I really was... And, you know, this isn't a knock on sci-fi, because I do love a bad fucking movie.
Yeah.
Ghost Shark I really liked because it was entertaining, mm-hmm. and it wasn't too bad of an effect. Sharknadoes are just fun, the Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
You know, they're entertaining, and I'm glad Ian Ziering, Ian got to do more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad for that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And everybody in those movies are good. Yeah, they're fun. They're not art.
No.
But we knew that. But in Deep Blue Sea was good, especially for its time.
Mm-hmm.
But the CGI was kind of worky.
Mm-hmm.
But in this movie, which I don't know what the budget was. Must have not been very big, but...
It wasn't a huge budget, no.
It was good because there wasn't a lot of people in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Blake Lively, who I don't really know too much about. I've seen her in Green Lantern. I know she's from Gossip Girl. I just never watched her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool's lady.
His wife, yeah.
She did really good.
Yeah, she was really good.
Because you're kind of by yourself the whole time now
yeah.
on a rock with the bird.
Yeah.
Who I like the bird.
Yeah.
Steven Seagal.
Really well. Seagal, yeah.
Steven Seagal, very yes. good. But it was terrifying because, you know, mm-hmm. the only other movie I really enjoyed shark-wise was the Reef, which is scary because they used real sharks
mm-hmm.
By the Taylors who did stuff for Jaws.
Yes.
And, you know, that's a whole different kind of movie because you're out in very deep water and you can't even see the bottom. And that
right.
is scary by mm-hmm. itself, like open water.
Yeah.
But this is more in a reef area that's mm-hmm. shallow and deep, but not like super deep. I mean, she got
right.
hit by the waves and the shark the first time, she was mm-hmm. on the bottom rolling around.
Yeah.
But it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And the shark looked really fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a mean fucking dick shark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I liked it.
Yeah, he wasn't playing, man.
No, he wasn't. Mm-mm. He was mean.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in it
I
really
so.
Worked out well. So I'd say it's five because It's up there with Jaws.
Wow.
Well, it's hard because there isn't a lot of shark movies that are theatrical that actually work.
I'd say I'd give it 4.5.
Yeah. I like it. It's just as good as Jaws 1 and 2, in my opinion. Because I count Jaws 1 and 2 and 2
separate. That's high praise because, yeah, you're a big Jaws fan.
I am. I am. So The Shallows is really good. What else did we see? We saw Civil War was good. We talked about that already. And yeah. Deadpool. You didn't like Civil War?
It was okay.
I thought you liked it. Oh, you like Avengers 2 more, though.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked Age of Ultron better.
Oh, yeah. All right. What else did we see? We saw so many.
It's one thing.
Ghostbusters. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
No, we got it.
All right. So let me talk about Ghostbusters. Okay. And this is coming
from
a woman.
Women need to be in the kitchen. That's my opinion. I'm just kidding.
Okay. This is coming from a woman. Okay. And also a Ghostbusters fan. Okay.
Right.
I did not have a problem with it because it was a Ghostbusters movie. Okay. They weren't actually trying to remake the original. There were some callbacks to it, but for the most part, it was a completely different story.
And we don't care that it's women.
And we don't care that it's women. And all of the women that were cast in this film were very funny women on their own. And normally one or two of them together would be a very funny combination. The four of them together just did not gel for me.
In this movie.
In this film.
I'm sure Bridesmaids was fine.
I don't know. I never watched the whole thing. But my biggest problem with this film was it was boring.
It was boring.
The effects were decent.
I got to say that.
You know, they did their level best to make the most of the parts that they had, but the writing was terrible. It was just boring. And
it wasn't
really
funny.
It wasn't funny. You know, and I was like, I kept thinking back to what made the original Ghostbusters so good, and they had all that chemistry. You did get a little bit of backstory and you saw what kind of interaction they had.
Yeah.
And these ones were more just thrown together.
Yeah.
And the funniest thing was, I think, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. He was good.
Playing dumb Secretary Kevin.
Yeah.
He played stupid better than the women playing smart.
Yeah.
You know, which that's pretty sad.
Can't answer the phone. It's in the fish tank. That one, Kevin. Oh! What do we call again? Ghostbusters. Chris Hemsworth. It was cool because he finally got to be his Aussie accent.
Yes.
But all the cameos felt like they were kind of shoved.
Yeah, they were forced.
Star Wars forced. Because Star Wars, they kind of did that too in a sense. But when it happened, we were all like, oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
Because it was a sequel. Like, oh, my God, there's Harrison.
Yep.
I mean, the only one that they really threw in your face was C-3PO, literally. Like, hello, Captain Silver. Fuck off, Red Arm.
Yeah.
We're talking about Leia and fucking Luke here. I mean, Han here, not you and your robot bullshit. BB-8 fucked all y'all up.
Yeah.
BB-8 was cute.
Yeah.
But,
But they were just crowbarred in, and it's not like they were their original selves either
in
the films.
No, that's the thing, yeah. I would have been better if it was a sequel, like they're passing the torch kind of thing. Because I get it. You can't make Ghostbusters the sequel properly now because, you know, Harold Ramis.
Yeah.
I get that. And the best sequel we had was the video game.
Yeah.
Not the new one that just came out. The actual Atari game that came out.
Mm-hmm.
Not actually Atari. It's published by Atari on PlayStation and Xbox. But it was awesome. The voice acting was there. Mm-hmm. You get to be in a Ghostbuster yourself. It's pretty fucking rad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just the new one. I did want to like it. I wanted to.
I know.
But then I'm like, because the first trailer sucked, and then they showed us the international one. I'm like, well, that looks better. But then it kind of the movie was just the first trailer again.
Yeah, and
it was like the stupidity involved.
Well, and I'm sitting there watching it, and I kept waiting for it to get better, and it just never did.
It never did. The coolest thing was not even the dragon like rock thing was that good.
No.
Demon. I'm like, it's cool they had their proton guns finally, but it didn't feel the same as like when they threw the guns out in the first one. The first one was like, when they hit that button, the beams went, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
This one, I'm like,
yeah. Yeah.
And it was cool.
Yeah, I mean, but that and I said about the demon at the rock concert, that was a demon. That wasn't a fucking ghost.
Yeah, it's called Mayhem, actually.
Yeah.
The toy said so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a demon.
And then the whole Rowan thing with him turning into the logo is like a fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, why were you the logo?
Right. And then a giant ghost
logo
instead of instead of Stay Puffed. Okay, I understand why they didn't do it that way, but
that
at the same time, but at the same time, he looked really cheesy. He wasn't scary. It's really cheesy. And then the sweet spot was between his legs, like he has any balls.
Right. That was kind of silly too.
Yeah. So it was a lot of cheap shots and bad storytelling, and yeah,
it just wasn't that great.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to say, you know, but again, nothing to do with women and those women in particular either. They're all fine.
Yeah.
Leslie Jones was actually kind of funny, and she was kind of smart in a lot of ways with the whole, oh hell no, I ain't doing this shit because I know what happens in movies.
Mm-hmm.
That part was good, and I like what's her face,
Kate McKinnon.
To an extent, but she did get kind of irritating. It's like the jokes went too long and
irritating
and it got,
after
like,
a while.
She was too fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, you can be weird. Like, Egon was weird, but he was subtle.
Yeah.
And I knew she's basically trying to be Egon.
Yeah.
Or that's what they had her as.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I think that's fine. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of Halloween costumes this year. And
between that and
Harley Quinn.
It's fine for girls to have, you know, those kinds of role models. It really is. It's fine. And I understand why for some people to take their kids to see a film like that, you know, older
I get it.
Kids. It's not a bad thing for you know, because they all prove that they could do what they set out to do, regardless of the adversity. But I just, for me as a moviegoer,
it was boring. Not to mention, you know, this whole idea of like, well, we treat women great in this movie. I'm like, well, Janine in the I think in the comics, and definitely in the real Ghostbusters cartoon, which was continuity after the movies,
yes,
because that happened. She became a Ghostbuster. Sometimes she saved them from the Sandman once. I mean, they treated her with respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, never like an object or disrespect. I mean, I know Venkman kind of fucked with her, but she was kind of like that anyway.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't get paid enough for this. I quit jobs for better.
Yeah.
But that was good. I just, this one, I mean, I like Kevin and everything because he's, you know, as funny as a dumb guy, but it's like, whatever. I don't know. Yeah. I think that the original movies were still empowering people, too.
Yeah.
And Dana was like a well-off fucking cellist. I mean, that isn't fucking cheap.
No.
That's a good position. And then she did art in the second one.
Yeah.
And, you know, Venkman's a horn dog, but that's Venkman. I mean, that's, you know, that's how he was. But, no, I think, you know, even if this wasn't like a remake or reboot, it just wasn't, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was last week. Was it 2 weeks ago? You were pissed off.
2 weeks ago.
What else? It was Lights Out.
We went to see Lights Out. Yeah. That was really well done. I thought it was really original. I like that.
It wasn't very long either.
No, it was 81 minutes.
Yeah.
The runtime's 81 minutes.
You really couldn't do much more.
No, but it was paced well. And it was very tight.
Good acting.
It was good acting. And, you know, it was a good story. I kind of saw the ending coming, but I still liked the way it ended. You know, so I thought that was fitting. But that is also the reason why I said
it shouldn't be a sequel.
They shouldn't make another one.
It was a good idea. It was based on a short, so that's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Is that everything we saw? At least like horror or somewhat horror related.
Yeah.
Shallows. I saw the Shallows. We saw the Conjuring. Oh, we're going to go see Don't Breathe. That's the other trailer we saw.
Yeah.
We want to go see that because I like the director who did Evil Dead, did Justice, and I like Jane Levy, so I think it'll be good.
Yeah. I do want to talk about The Thing a little bit.
Yeah, all right. Well, when we come back.
Okay.
All right. We'll be back. We're going to play some tunes.
All right.
Enjoy!
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams. Why? It would be bad.
Blow band all forward.
Welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on Podunk Radio.
PayYourBills.com!
That's us. So, yeah, we're back. So we went to talk, I want to talk about The Thing a little bit. So we went to see The Thing, John Carpenter's The Thing.
Wait, before that, did we talk about when we went and saw, what was the last thing we saw there? It wasn't Zombie, right before it. Oh, Lost Boys.
Yeah.
Did we ever talk about that? Like, you ever get on the air? Okay, nope. So we went and saw Lost Boys as well. Mm-hmm. Lost Boys is awesome on the big screen. We already know what the movie's about, mm-hmm. so that's that. Mm-hmm. But it's go check out Morbid Movies every month. $10 you get to see in a classic horror flick mm-hmm. on the big screen. Nobody else is doing that.
Right.
Go do it.
MorbidMovies.com.
Yes, Morbid TV as well.
Morbid TV.
Which we got some things in the way for that.
Yeah, and check him out on Facebook as well. He'll keep you posted. Michael Favada over there. He likes to keep everybody posted with what's going on.
Yes, he does.
And he's the one that gets us the great films. So, yes.
The Thing.
Support. So, yeah. So, we went to see The Thing. And I had never seen it on the big screen.
Right.
It was the first film that my father and I videotaped off of HBO back in 82, okay, or 83 is when we actually got the VCR. But
which is a big thing.
We had one of those huge, big, you know, giant paperweight version of the video recorder machine with the big pedal buttons and...
No, the VHS tapes, were they always basically the same size?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that hasn't changed.
No.
So I know some tapes and then...
what was Beta?
A-tracks.
Well, it was Beta. Okay. Beta was the small videotapes.
Okay.
Betamax. We didn't bother with that shit. We went right with the VHS because the VHS seemed to be what everybody was going to end
what
up
was
using.
It? Video Home Service? Video Home System? It stands for something.
Yeah, VHS is, I think, video. I think so. I don't know. Look it up.
Yeah, I don't have time for that. Well, I think it's Home Video System or something.
Okay,
but back then, I know some people. Hopefully, a lot of people are our age or older listen to the show. I think so. Uh-huh. But some kids out there, the fuck's a VHS?
Right, exactly.
Because even DVDs are kind of like Blu-ray or digital download.
Yeah, but the thing is that the issue was, and I said this in my interview with Mike, is that last week the last VCR. Was produced on a line. They're phasing them out. We aren't going to have video cassette recorders anymore.
I'm honestly kind of surprised that it took this long.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, at the same time, I'm like, well, because Matt had a, at the house, we had a DVD tape player. Because Matt had a lot of tapes.
Right.
Matt had a lot of shit in general, but tapes was one of them.
Yeah, we have a lot of tapes too.
And I'm not against it, you know, because I had tapes many, many times. Like I said, one of my first tapes I loved buying was Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness on VHS. And, of course, I watched the shit out of Friday's 13 Part 7 on VHS.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that was the way it was back then. So people would record stuff. My grandfather recorded Jaws for me on Showtime.
Yep.
When I wore that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
VHS does stand for Video Home System.
Oh shit, McPatch is on the fly.
Yeah, so
I hope I knew what it was. I'm fucking 34.
Yeah, The Thing, John Carpenter's version of The Thing. He's always had a love for that, the original film.
It was in Halloween.
It's in Halloween. It's one of the films they're watching on television. The old black and white one. But he did a complete retelling, updated retelling, which is really scary as shit and very desolate.
The original one, that was about like a giant turnip, right?
Well, he kind of looked like one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's not quite the same as this.
It's kind of a planty kind of a thing.
Right. And Carpenter's like, I got another idea. Here's what we're going to do instead.
Well, and in some parts of it, it does. Like when it comes out of the dog and it's like flower. It's like a flower.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it seems like it's any kind of living thing it can turn itself into.
It's just not good in ice or fire.
No, it's not good in ice or fire. Ice, it's okay.
It freezes, though.
Ice can freeze and it can just go to sleep. Fire will kill it, but it has to burn completely.
Yeah.
But I really love seeing it on the big screen. This vast whiteness for the, you know, all the ice and everything and the snow. And then you really saw how desolate the place is and where they're living. the base that they're living at, and you know, it looks like, it just looks like a big warehouse.
Yeah.
And you know, I couldn't imagine
being stationed there.
Being stationed like that and being in the middle of fucking nowhere.
I like what freezing. I like what they did for TV. They would tape TV shows wherever, I guess, where they were living, and then they would bring them and pop in the tape and watch it.
Yeah. You know, so
it's completely different. It's nowadays, it'd all be online and there'd be videos.
Well, and that's part of the funny of it, too, is the fun of it is the fact that it was the first film we recorded on VHS, and they're watching VHS
tapes
in the film. So, it was just one of those things. I came kind of full circle with it. You know, it was one of the things with my dad. But the other thing was, I really got to pay attention to the small things.
Yeah.
The details of the film, which I really enjoyed. And I finally figured out how they should do a sequel.
They really can't.
They could. Yeah. They could, and they could do it right. The way they could do it and do it right is not to try to feed off the original and not to do the original over again or do a prequel to it. They should have the group, have a group go down there and find the thing from this film.
Yeah, I don't know. I think even, I mean, they'd have to go practical again. Didn't they try that? What was that movie? Harbinger Down was supposed to be like the thing, and it was terrible.
I don't know. I never saw it.
And then don't forget like the prequel, which nobody asked fucking for.
No, and I didn't like that either. And that's
the only
other
thing that somebody could do for this, if they made a sequel, it has to be fucking Carpenter. Nobody else should touch it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I think that it would be good if somebody found the tape that MacReady left.
That would be cool.
And then they end up finding the thing instead of doing what they should do with it. They try to bring it back or something.
Yeah. But no, The Thing is a great movie. It's a classic. Carpenter, which was a lot in Stranger Things, too, with some Carpenter stuff, especially with the music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Carpenter, just awesome. I think they should do more of the movies. They should do Escape from New York. It's not a horror movie, but it's a... Oh, by the way, Carpenter won the lawsuit against Lockout.
Did he? Good.
Yeah. We saw Lockout, but it, if you really want to get into it, it's pretty much Escape from New York set in space.
Yeah.
That was a little close to home.
Yeah.
Escape from L.A. is terrible.
Yeah.
Escape from New York? Good.
Yes.
But yeah, the Snake Plissken's awesome. But I heard they're doing a Snake Plissken comic along with... his other character from Big Trouble in China. It's like a crossover. I'm like,
Jack Burton.
Yeah, I'm like, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Two Kurt Russells.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Kurt Russell's awesome.
Yes, Kurt Russell is awesome.
Cheating bitch.
Yeah, fuck you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that computer, like, what the fuck was that thing? It was like Commodore.
A chessmate? It was just a chess game. It's not even a computer.
So they didn't have cartridges yet. They were basically just fucking...
On the computer, that's it.
That's all it was
Yes.
on. Couldn't do anything else on it.
Nope. It wasn't even a computer. It was a game.
Oh, and that shit that the Oatmeal Man was like in that computer. I'm like, that shit doesn't work like that.
It used to, back in the
you
day.
You think that really was a simulation and everything?
Yeah, that was a simulation. Back in the day, that's all they could do.
Damn. Yeah. Completely different.
Yeah,
then.
It's all DOS and pixelated.
DOS.
Yeah.
So. Now we're dating ourselves.
Yeah.
But so. Yeah, The Thing in theaters is awesome. More movies.
Yeah.
We said that when we had the Blu-ray, how crisp and clear it was.
Mm-hmm. But it was even better on the big screen.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was good. Jaws 2, I'm sure, will be awesome.
Yes.
I like Jaws 2 a lot.
Very excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you are.
I mean, we could do Jaws 1, but people have done that already.
Yeah.
Jaws 2.
Sharknado 4 was out this week. Was it this weekend it was
on? It's tonight.
It's tonight. Okay.
It was on Sunday night.
Sunday night. Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah. I didn't watch it.
No.
Probably. Pokemon.
Yeah.
Maybe not. What else is going on? Well, like I said, we got Spooky Empire in October.
Yes.
I'm going to probably end up going to PalmCon. I might hit the con locally.
Yeah.
Just to go for a day or so.
Yeah.
And kind of just gear up for Halloween. Right. But they're starting to put stuff in stores.
They are starting to put stuff in stores.
Which is our favorite time of the year.
Yes, it is.
I know people are like, well, it's July. Fuck you.
I don't care.
If you can have Christmas in October, you can...
If you can have Christmas in September, you can have fucking October and July. I don't give a shit.
Halloween. October is its own holiday now.
Yeah.
October is in the stores.
I want October for at least 3 months. If Christmas gets 4 months, I want October for at least 3 months.
And by October, we mean Halloween.
Yes. So, yeah.
Because, come on, it's Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other holiday really matters?
We get like a month and a half, though, because Halloween Horror Nights is in September. Mm-hmm. This is the last stretch.
What's the Halloween Horror Nights this year so far?
Let me see.
Chainsaw Massacre House.
Yeah, Texas Chainsaw, Halloween 2.
Halloween 2.
And that's all I really know. That's all I give a shit.
They haven't named anything yet?
I don't know. Let me go on their website.
Okay.
Let me just use my phone. Halloween Horror Nights. See.
And Spooky Empire, they've only just started naming people.
Yeah.
Doug and...
They're doing the Texas Chainsaw 2 reunion.
Oh, yeah.
With Caroline Williams. Uh-huh. Bill Moseley, of course.
Right.
And the guy that played Leatherface.
Yeah.
Halloween Horror Nights. Okay, here we go. Orlando. Because we don't want to go to L.A.
No.
All right. Let's see.
The one in L.A., though, dude.
Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff's at the door.
Mm.
The thing with the Jack Swench, Harley Quinn 2.
Mm-hmm.
Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
And Texas Chainsaw, that's it.
Oh, okay.
So that's it. That's all we got. All right, we're out.
Yep, we're good.
We're done. Stay tuned for Power Hour Love.
Yep.
On next, which has kind of actually got some horror stuff going on.
Woo!
So, because that's pretty much what they got going on. Awesome show. Check out all the other shows on podunkradio.com. Goodbye.
We'll see you back soon.
Bye.
Podunk Radio.